What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside producer slash seducer Nick Scarpino.
Hi.
You're wearing the shell jacket today.
I'm getting warm. I was
going to say, so you're going to heat up fast.
But what happened was I'm a little tired. So
from RTX?
A little bit, yeah. I just came in. Got sleep last night, but I could use maybe one or two more nights. So I thought to myself, what would make me feel good? And you know, my comfort food is Diet Coke.
I know.
So I've had five of these now. And I'll tell you, I already got to pee.
We just finished We Have Cool Friends with Brian Foster, which is why I will continue to drink bourbon. It was an amazing episode, possibly our best ever. Sorry, Josh McCougar, rest in peace. However, when we went back there, you immediately asked him, like, hey, do you drink Diet Coke? And I was like, what a weird question for Brian. He's like, no. And he's like, good, I'm going to have the last one. But I like that that's where your head goes. You're like, I'm going to hold on to this last one.
Just in case the guest comes to eat lunch. And I was like, I like to offer a diet beverage, potentially, if he wants to drink that with his lunch.
Yeah.
But he was like, nah, dude, I'm hammered on bourbon.
He's not hammered. He could fly a plane right now. Sober as a bird. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
Over here, Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the verified one at Tim Gettys.
Let's him host. I'm feeling great.
Yeah,
this is the best I've felt
Cannonball.
After a convention ever.
Cannonball.
No. I'm okay. I slept for like 12 hours last night. Like it might have been a record for time I've slept in 2019. It felt fantastic. I'm ready to freaking go.
You're in Spider-Man hands.
Speaking of airplanes, you guys are talking about this about like being like sober enough to fly an airplane. Sure. I was thinking about that yesterday as we were landing. I'm like,
rough landing yesterday.
Can you imagine landing a plane for the first time? It's like, okay, I've been in pilot school for who gives a shit how long.
Exactly.
You're like, I need to land this plane. Like, I don't care how many, like, test things they've had, how many, like, times they've spun around in the astronaut
thing.
That's
astronaut.
Thing.
That's an astronaut. Yeah, astronauts don't do that.
The thing where it goes, like, up and this thing.
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. If a plane spins around in a circle like that, you're dead. It's over. Like, no man's going to bring you back from that. Really? If you're spinning as fast that you'd have to get in the astronaut training machine. You got it.
Where your face is doing the thing.
The astronaut training machine, like, it goes slow, too. You know?
But still, I mean, a plane spinning, that circumference.
If it spins fast enough to rip itself apart, you're fucked.
Do they land, like, if you're a pilot of a commercial...
For the record, I love this conversation.
Of a commercial
airliner. I also like that you looked at me and you're asking me this question. I will answer to the best of my abilities,
Do you think that
over on Shock Mike, we got... Christmas in July, Joey Noel. She might have the answer
for
us.
Thank you.
Do they practice on smaller jets first?
Wait, real quick. I like that Joey did the thing she does when she's on camera, but off camera. Anyways.
Yeah.
Do they practice on jets?
Yeah, before they land a big old plane.
Yeah.
Do they land just a private plane, or is that a completely different experience?
No.
I can drive a car poorly, but I can. Could I drive a bus?
No. You have to practice with the bus. I think for the most part, they practice in simulators.
I
believe the answer is yes.
I'm surprised.
What? Then you could drive a bus?
You get a no. Oh, is that?
Yeah, that's my question. Can I drive a bus?
No, Tim cannot drive a bus.
You cannot drive a bus.
I'll go out there right now and throw a bottle at a fucking uni driver's head. You ain't fucking driving the 44.
You could drive a bus right now if you had to. Gun to your head. We're in speed now.
Are they still stick? Buses aren't stick anymore, are they?
No, they're not.
They're probably.
So why can't I drive a bus?
Because you're just a bad driver.
Yeah, you're a terrible driver.
I understand that.
Quick time out. I've never seen another human being with his own car go, all right, Kevin, you drive it, when we walk out to lunch and stuff.
Not even drive.
I've also seen Kevin, you park it.
Yeah.
Park it is the one. Tim, I love you to death.
Mm-hmm.
You are very good at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Parking, parallel parking specifically, not one of them. Every time I park with you, I've stopped making fun of you for it because you just don't care and it's not fun unless you care.
I don't.
But we parallel park and I get out and there's a solid 5-minute walk from the door to the curb because you're so far away from the curb and you just don't care.
I don't care. I have a small car.
Kevin, has
my car ever been hit by anything?
No.
Has your car been hit by getting too close to the curb every time?
Does it count when I hit it?
Wait, with the curb hit it or a car?
He hits the curb every time.
Oh, okay.
I like to make sure it's there.
Nice and snug. Yesterday, we're outside this new Korean spot in the sunset enjoying ourselves. You know what I mean? Dude, drop my name. Stephanie's our bro now. Uh-huh. General manager Stephanie.
Okay.
And if you look at my Twitter, all the chefs are on there not talking about it. Or Instagram. Anyways. Outside, though, we're out there playing the Pokemon Go because we're obsessed now, waiting for the reservation. And sure enough, this van starts parking. The woman gets out to do the waving, and there's a kid in the back seat husband, you assume, in the driver's seat. She's out there waving, and she was fucking livid at how bad her husband was parking, to the point that when it was all over, I had to turn to Jenny's. I'm like, never, please never be like, let's never be those people. Mm-hmm. Even when we have kids and we're stressed out and we're sleep deprived and the shitty kid's shitting and eating his own shit, and then Kevin comes over and he blows his shit in Kevin's eyes, and Kevin's got pink eye, and then I gotta listen to Paula and mini Paula talk to me about how her fucking husband dad has shitty pink eye. Don't get mad at me that way. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, never. You know what I mean?
Oh,
never. Because let me tell you, these people were freaking the fuck out at each other. And it's like, this is a lovely Korean restaurant. Please stop being mean.
Was he like that bad at parking?
No. Her complaint, he was too close to the curb.
There's no such thing.
Just pull off. No, and he did it. Turned a little bit, went forward, turned back, and then came back and left. And then she was still like, no, further back. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
There's a max. You know that, right?
Max from the curb?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
18 inches.
18 inches?
But there's no minimum.
No.
You can be on the curb. You can just be
on the curb.
Yeah, no,
you can.
As long as you're not blocking a wheelchair, you're fine.
See, I like to put my tire. I like to hear the little bit of a rub. Mm-hmm. I know I've made it, right? In a perfect world, I am like a half an inch away from the curb. Now, you might say, Nick, that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. And you might ask my wife next time you see her, does he repark the car multiple times to a point where it's almost like an obsessive compulsive disorder that maybe he should talk to his therapist about? You would be right. I do that. It fucking drives Daniel nuts. She's just like, she gets out now and just goes to the thing.
I gotta imagine there's a lot of things on the list that drives your wife nuts.
That's it. Just that one.
Really? From you? Remember, the touching, Nick, the pawing.
Nick, remember when you kept waiting for her to sit down to ask her to go get different things?
Yeah, this is what my poor wife has to put up with. That was 100% true, but I forgot to tell you this story. I was waiting until after the roast. I ordered an amazing poster of you, and it came, and I was like worried that it was going to come. It was FedEx, and you know, every time it says FedEx, you're like, it's crapshoot. 50-50, sure. Maybe they'll be able to come, whatever. Finally it comes. She's like, hey, the poster came. I was like, great, because this is like the piece de resistance for your roast. I'm like, mm-hmm. It's going to be great. I'm going to reveal it. He's going to be blown away. He'll probably know what's happening because it's Tim, and he guessed it. It doesn't matter. I go to show my wife, and I was like, babe, check it out. It's the poster. Right? I'm like, take a picture so I can send it to Gia so she can see it. And she goes, I will, but you're naked. You were standing there naked with the poster. And I was like, oh, I am naked. I don't know. I was like, good to get the shower. And I got sidetracked. I was like, I'm just going to look at the poster first. She's
for
like,
the record,
I can't send you this.
I love this story because I heard it from your wife's perspective first, where she was like, she has her Diet Coke in her hand. She's like, and so, yeah, the poster came. And I don't know why, but Nick was completely naked and held it up, and it was Tim's giant like poster size head next to naked Nick, and I was like, please put on clothes, I don't want to see it like this.
Yeah,
I was like, if it wasn't like I wasn't doing it on purpose, I was just like, I was sidetracked. Yeah, I was going to the shower and I just wanted to look at the
poster.
You're
excitable. It's very excitable.
I'm an excitable person.
Have you figured out what you're going to get tonight? Because I'd like to give you some recommendations. First off, chicken wings, fantastic.
Okay.
All right, you get a lot of them, but that's good. We like a lot of, we like where our money's going, right? Mm-hmm. Second, well, not even second. The main course you need to get, because they have the meat there, obviously. This isn't like, you know, if you've gone to Korean barbecue before where you cook, not the deal here.
Yeah.
It's a Korean restaurant. They make it for you. The pork belly there, to die for.
Mm-hmm.
Get the pork belly.
Okay.
100%. You know what I mean? And then what's that, the crispy rice thing they call it. The golden beef is good. Okay. Not amazing. It's good. I like it. Mm-hmm. I would order it again. But then the crispy rice thing in the bowl.
Got it.
What do they call it? I forget what it's called.
I don't know.
Damn it.
Bibimbap?
Nobody? Yes, that's it. Thank you very much. You saved me right there. Yeah. The starters, you know, ready. Where they bring out the little kimchi and the bean sprouts. All that's amazing. Yeah. Last night they had quail eggs. Fantastic.
Yeah. So that place used to be a Korean restaurant.
I know, and it wasn't that great.
Not that good.
Jen and I went there once when it was the old place, and we're like, this is fine. Never coming back again.
Yeah.
And then this place, like I tweeted about last night, right? We went there twice now in 6 days, and 3 of those days we weren't in the state.
Exciting
so that's
times.
Telling you how good it is. Joey.
I'm ready.
Well, can you go out of town again so I can watch Portillo so I can go
can
to this
Can you just
place?
Let us take you to a fancy dinner at this not fancy Korean place?
Great, sure.
You have to play Pokemon Go. You can't play Wizards.
No. No, that's a hard no. That's a hard no.
Greg, I'll let you take me.
Oh, you play Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Because you were one of the first Pokemon Go players I ever knew.
I got it. Right?
It's rare that Kevin Coelho beats me to a video game, but this one he beat me by 3 years. And now I'm obsessed. More on Gamescast. Because this... this is the Kinda Funny podcast. Today we're brought to you, of course, by Hims and Bespoke. I'll tell you about that later. First, I want to thank all of our Patreon producers. Mark Starvaghi, DJ Kento, Kieran O'Donnell, and Sam Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
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 Did you remember to thank the Patreon producers on We Have Cool Facts?
I really hate him.
Kevin?
How much have you drank?
Half the bottle, man.
Kevin's having fun. Let him have some fun. Okay. You know what I mean? He's over there at Mission Control driving the shows, making it happen.
He could drive a bus.
That I have no doubt. Kevin, I really do feel is like he's a learning computer. You could put him in any terminal, he's going to figure it out in the end.
Doing this motion just reminded me of
rap,
music.
Thank you.
Of, or, you know, mid-2000s rap music, Drop It Like a Hot, which then reminded me, you know, the Drop It
Luda.
Like a Hot.
Luda.
But then reminded me of the song Vans by The Pack. You know, got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
No, I don't remember that
really?
One. Sorry.
How do you not know that?
It's really upsetting. Nick didn't know it either.
I think that's just where we've aged out of it.
Lil B, the bass god himself.
I remember Lil B from the internet.
Yes.
He's
long story short, yes, he is. Long story short, there was some tweets happening back and forth. Next thing you know, Cool Greg gets a DM with his phone number.
Little bees?
Yeah.
Are they friends yet?
Sounds like they're friends now.
When? Did it just happen?
Just happened.
This just happened.
This just happened.
Cool Greg, let's call Little B.
I don't know if we didn't do that. That's not
how did that wait? How did so wait? I don't understand.
Let's get Cool Greg to tell the story.
Cool Greg!
I said it before, I'll say it again. Cool Greg, we're a solid 6 months to a year away from just losing Cool Greg. He's going to blow up. He's so cool.
What's he going
to
blow up doing?
Just going to be hip-hop artist, Cool Greg, but with no hip-hop. He's going to be the first hip-hop artist to sell albums.
But I'm not a rapper.
But not being a rapper.
Wow.
You understand me?
I do understand you. I'm following you on what you're saying. I'm following what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool Greg, what we're calling Little B right now? Is that what I heard?
Nah, man. We got to treat him with respect, bro. We don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, we're putting him on a very rated talk show. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's no more respect we could give him.
Very rated. What is it rated?
What's it's not rated. It's not highly rated.
Dean passing.
We have been rated.
Like, what's the cool?
How did this happen? How did you get his phone number?
So he put out a tweet today that said, "You are cool, Lil B." So I responded like, "Hey man, thank you." And some best friends were adding on like, "Hey yo, thank you, Bass God, thank you, Bass God." Then he retweeted it, and I told Tim. And then I responded like, "Hey, anytime you're in SF, bro, you're welcome here." And he retweeted that. And then he DM'd me and was like, because I've DM'd him a bunch of times just saying thank you, Bass God, for random things. So he's like, hey, thank you for all the DMs, bro. It's nothing but love. Here's my phone number. Here's my work email. Here's my email for me. Let's link. Let's do this. And I was like, fuck yeah.
There's no better time to link than right now. 12 minutes into a podcast.
Yeah, man.
Cool Greg, as your lawyer, I would say do not do this. If you would like to make a connection with this person on any personal level, don't let Greg call him after that bottle of bourbon.
Okay? We have cool friends available right now, youtube.com.
I will say, if we can get this human being on before we have cool friends with Cool
Greg,
that's
a good idea. Hit him up. See what he's doing, not Monday, but the next Monday. Because we have no guests next Monday. Or no, hold on. Monday's today. Next Monday is Trisha Hirschberger. Next Monday, blank. What can he do? Can he do it? You know what I'm saying? You follow me here? You see what I'm putting down?
After this podcast, talk to him about writing an email.
Okay. Nah, just fucking call him right now on the phone, right there on the speakerphone.
Again, as your lawyer, I have to advise against that. Please.
My favorite thing
was
how. No, there's two favorite things from RTX.
Yeah.
Number one, how uncomfortable Cool Greg was being asked questions on the Kind of Funny panel. Mm-hmm. Then answers. Number two, by the third question, how drunk Cool Greg was. I thought he was like totally fine, and then he was gone, and I was like. Cool.
We didn't film the panel, right?
No, thank God. Jesus
thank
Christ.
God. It was a fucking shit show. My favorite thing was we got asked, we do Q&A at all of our panels, and the final question of the panel was, which robot would you have sex with? And Cool Greg's answer to that, which was the last answer of the whole thing when we were like, we got to end it, was the maid.
That's not the answer, though. The answer... The answer was nah, man, I don't do shit like that. Like, nah, I don't know. But if I had to, it would be the maid from the Jetsons.
Yeah. The maid from the Jetsons, which I thought, I was like, I've never thought of her as being particularly attractive. But now that Cool Greg mentions it, she can get it.
She can get it.
She can fucking get it.
What is her name? Judy? Rudy? Tootie?
Well, I think we're missing a lot of shows now.
Mrs. Jetson, right?
Judy Jetson.
Judy Jetson was the mom. I don't know what the maid was. Kevin, can we look up the maid from the Jetsons nude?
Fuck, this is going to kill me.
Type in.
Yes, do that. It'll just be without the doily across her chest.
Man.
Fucking bucket of bolts. When Joey said the brave Rosie. Little toaster, that's when I
that
lost
was
my
good
mind.
What was her name?
Rosie. I was close.
She had a booty.
She got, dude. She
did
she have got a booty. That dump.
I'm just telling her, man, she was not afraid of her sexuality, and that's what I appreciate.
Nobody should be.
Rosie?
Oh, Lord.
You find some good nudes?
Yeah, don't.
Show them to us, but not the audience. Show them to us, but not the audience.
Can them all.
You put in.
I don't like this.
Oh, my God.
I got the left one. What?
Brian Foster, come on behind me. Oh, my God.
No, bottom.
Jesus.
Second row, Kevin.
No, I'm not clicking on it.
Oh my god, that's his daughter.
Fucking left. Yeah. Oh, his daughter's not fucking him. She's pegging him, which is even better.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, he's got a little belly and a big hairy dong.
Oh, right.
Jesus, hold on. Before you click off, I do need to see expanded. Thank
no, you.
You
don't.
Number
you don't.
Five over, which is, I believe, Judy Jetson all by herself, but thinking of the dog.
Yeah.
Please click on it. I need to see expanded. I need to see it expanded, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Yes. Like that, Astro. And Astro's shit.
No, it's well, the future.
Were, I mean,
it's
we don't know where they were,
future.
Actually. They might be above us. But
fuck,
you know,
man. I didn't think Judy Jetson was hot till I saw right there.
As Kevin likes to tell me, though, that the air is international waters. So if you're a
Kevin
mile
does
up,
say that. The cloud.
No
the cloud. Yeah.
The air is international waters. Well said.
Were they not above the Flintstones? Didn't that get revealed?
No, they went back in time or some shit to the Flintstones.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, they weren't in the same world.
That would suck if you. That would suck if you were like the if you were the Flintstones and you realized the Jetsons were above you.
I'm shitting in a pelican's mouth and then I find out this motherfucker's got a briefcase.
I have to
Star Wars prequels versus my own Star Wars. Yeah. Like, why do they have cooler tech back then?
That would just. I would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why am I powering my own car?
With your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but didn't George Jetson's up there getting fucking Rosie the Robot to suck his dick. And I'm down here kicking this fucking piece of shit dinosaur out of my house every goddamn day.
Do me a favor. What I want you to do for the thumbnail is take one of those images and
blur
just
it out.
Pixelate the
blur
shit
it
out of
it. Blur it out.
Be like, what are the Rosie sucked what? That's the headline. All right.
You, people seem to like do? People seem to like anytime we do anything with porn on this channel. So
very,
I think
very true. I was looking at our most popular videos on YouTube on kind of funny.
They're all
YouTube.
Porn related.
And no most well, the love and sex stuff kind of holds down the top bit. Then it goes any in review that we've ever done that has a red background for some reason.
Weird.
It's very weird. And then right underneath that is, 1 second, the Overwatch porn Game Over Greggy show.
Right, 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 right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, where is the Fast and the Furious? We watch them all. The live stream. Remember that?
The one that was like 8 hours long.
Yeah, remember we
that
did
like
two parts.
That is somewhere in between.
See, I don't like you excluding that. Like, that doesn't exist.
Well, it technically is excluded if you search by popular for some weird reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm onto your games.
There,
I'm onto your games.
But it's gone. It's
you
only
wanna,
there.
You want to erase this channel's history and I won't allow it.
It's
what the fuck is this?
Oh my god, what is this?
Oh man, more LaCroix?
Did I get a birthday present
no
for LaCroix?
Kind of late, LaCroix.
What too many out there as well?
I'm gonna cut it, but I won't.
They've
open
never
it
sent me shit.
Real talk, I'm
it's
gonna have the junk removal
box
people come and get the rest of the LaCroix because we're not drinking it anymore.
This what is going on with that actually? Because people do want that all the time now, and it's just like, oh, well, they're out there covered in mildew.
Like you just don't bring them in because nobody drinks them anymore because Diet Cokes are
no, we are bringing them in.
Better.
Stop
Diet Cokes are better.
Up.
Cool.
I'm going to do this part and then you open it from here.
Okay.
Cool, Greg.
Do you want to go over the top, Kev? Big Kev Skycam.
It's off.
Joey fucking Noel.
Whoa.
We got some hibiscus LaCroix, baby. The new flavor. This is an exclusive reveal right here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to read the thing to you, what it says. It says, hibiscus, LaCroix sparkling water, pronounced LaCroix, was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. The innocence of naturally essenced LaCroix has propelled it to America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water. Hibiscus will soon be available nationwide. Enjoy our finest LaCroix ever, LaCroix team, XOXO, hashtag live LaCroix, at LaCroix water, zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, innocent.
It's actually can-shaped.
Those are nice
look
glasses.
Look at this. Look at this can-shaped towel.
That's fucking awesome.
All right.
Oh, no, it's got it. Yeah, it does have the cutout at the top. Yeah, right.
And then we can join the Sparkle Squad now. Oh, my God, Nick, I love you.
Papalmos, LaCroix.
Sparkle with us.
Hashtag. Oh, that would be cool if it was hashtag let's him host.
Oh, yeah, Gia's going to love this.
That's amazing.
It's a large.
She'll sleep in that.
She can turn into a full-blown dress.
I'm going to say this. I'm taking this with me as my
straw
from now on because I'm so tired of these fucking paper straws. That's cool.
And then you got
I'm
it.
I'm so excited about this
you
new
can do
flavor.
A taste
we
test.
Get some new stickers. This is exciting. Now, here's the thing. They know me very well. Sunscreen.
Wow.
This feels very personalized. It does. Very personalized. We made it cool, Greg. We got some stickers for you.
Oh, it says LaCroix. I couldn't tell what it said. It said.
All right. Now, here's what I'm going to need you to do.
I'm
going to
drink bourbon
cool
out of it. I'm going to drink bourbon out of it.
Do it.
I'm going to need you to put two of these in the freezer. Okay? For just a little bit, and then I'm gonna need you to get them out again later and bring it to me.
Are we gonna use
these? Are you the only one that wants one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool. I'm fine. I got bourbon.
Great. Fantastic.
The glasses look great on you, Nick.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna say that right. If you're a podcast listener, you fucked up. Flip the car over. It's over.
Here's what I'm saying. Pause your podcast and go watch a fucking YouTube video because I look amazing. Because I remind myself right now. That's right. Of Wendy Peppercorn.
Yes, you're right.
Ooh,
not the Lolita poster.
Is that what it was?
No, she wasn't Lolita.
Wendy Peppercorn, man.
Sandlot, man.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where she's on there, where she's like licking a lollipop with these glasses on.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Nope.
Oh,
that was me. I forgot about that one. Yeah, sorry. That's my iced coffee. Yeah, I put an iced coffee in there.
Let's say it out. We'll drink it in about 4 hours. But
do you forget about this one? Walking in with it upside down.
For the record,
just let everyone know.
When Brian W. Foster showed up and said, we have cool friends today. It's going to be the best episode of all time. Let's drink a bunch of bourbon. I was like, cool. I'm already a third of the way through this iced coffee, so I better freeze that bitch and I'll have it later.
Damn, Kev. Good.
So I'm ready now. Now when I want it, it's there for me tomorrow morning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
You guys have no idea how legitimately excited I am that LaCroix sent me the new flavor. Like, we fucking
When's it come out?
I don't know. I've been waiting... anticipating this highly anticipated release date.
No release date.
Do you think that if we were super LaCroix fans, they'd come get the rest of LaCroix and just take it back?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Nick, people are still drinking that. You just Kevin, don't
Google
notice.
Google Wendy Peppercorn and see if she's wearing red sunglasses and or then if I just made that
for up. Just for science in Rule 34 or whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Google no.
Wendy Peppercorn Rosie the Jetsons robot.
Robot. Just both.
Just so let me see what happens.
So yeah, I guess we're
there she is.
That.
Oh yeah,
she's wearing a red.
Right?
She's wearing
you're
the red right? swimsuit,
so
but a white glasses.
I killed it, and you guys suck.
Ooh.
You did, and I had a huge crush on her, and I think I'm her
Look
age.
Look at that
so.
Rosé all day. They,
you know, who knows? Maybe wow. wife number two.
Wow.
You got some cool stuff in here.
Well, they did it, man.
I think Gia probably doesn't regret getting engaged because
no.
she's like, I understand now.
She's
this is my life now.
Yeah, she's gonna
now
be
do the Rosie thing I was asking for. Wendy Peppercorn, Rosie the robot, nude.
Yeah, about the same age.
Oh, she's older than me. Same height though, right, Kev?
Go back, Kev.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Kevin?
What? I'm not looking up.
Just Kevin,
look it
up. I don't mean to be like this, Kevin, but you're our employee and we're asking you to do a very specific task right now.
It's against the law, Kevin. You do not have to do that task.
Go
read all the California employment rules we have in the back room and come back, and if it, one of them is, don't Google
cool, Greg, you
two
not.
Fictional characters fucking. Is on there. I don't
it's
think
it
is.
On there.
Oh,
I've
they
read
also
those.
Have to be fucking. It wasn't just Google two names.
Well, that was implied.
Let's start there and see if anybody else has done this yet.
Yeah.
And then if not, everyone go to DeviantArt and ask your favorite DeviantArtist to make this dream come true.
DeviantArtist. Man, the Jetsons was cool. Look at that
was
style.
It?
Yeah.
Cartoons.
That's dope.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of shitty cartoons.
Was there?
Yeah. Fucking George Jetson and his wife just taking all his money and him. Like that was like a sad story. It's sad. Also, Judy wasn't a big fan. Elroy's only friend was the fucking dog.
What was the girl's name?
Judy.
What was the mom's name?
Rudy. I don't know.
Uncle's
I don't know.
Name?
Judy.
Judy. God damn it.
No, I don't know, man. Do we have fond memories of the Jetsons?
Yeah,
I think you have fond
the
memories because there
was
nothing
was
else on. Oh, here we
the
go.
Jetsons not as good as the
cool.
Flintstone movie,
here
though.
We fucking go.
The live-action Flintstone
the movie?
I would argue it was much better than the live-action Flintstone movie.
Have you had a
the
movie
The live-action
like
movie that mattered was Brady Bunch.
Wait, did you say of your
dope.
Life?
Yeah. Has Greg had a movie made of his life yet? Because he's talking shit right
now. I do believe you promised to make one about how weird I was, and you never did.
I do. I want to give a special shout out to Barrett and Alyssa. This is a non sequitur, but here we go.
His tummy hurts.
His tummy did hurt because we did a lot of drink over the weekend, and
okay.
his liver hasn't quite died to the point like ours has yet. But we had a fun night. We went to go see Achievement Hunter live at RTX. That was the first night we were there, right? No,
Thursday.
Friday night.
Thursday.
It was Thursday night. We all go out. We're sitting in this cool little private lounge. And we're having a couple cocktails. Joey might be on the Paloma train still. Maybe Uncle Nick was
chew,
too.
Chew, baby.
Actually, I think Joey was on the beer train. No, you were on the wine train. Sparkling wine train.
There's been a lot of
trains
this weekend,
because the Paloma was fucking terrible
man.
There. And no offense to the Moody Theater, but don't ever try to pass off a skinny Paloma like it's a real Paloma to me, sir and or man.
Or maybe
who
just order a real Paloma.
It was gross. They use like bad mixtures. You know, like when it's a run-of-the-mill bar. Then it doesn't matter. We're drinking, right? And I'm having a great time. I'm on a level that that very few people have ever been on before. And I shout out our battle cry, right? While we're drinking, which is cannonball.
We eat ass.
That's right. We do eat ass too. And I go, cannonball. And everyone goes, cannonball. And we're all hammered, cannonball. And Alyssa goes, what's cannonball? And then everyone answers her question with this. cannonball. She goes, I don't. It's not an answer to my question.
Did she cannonball in the end?
Oh, she cannonballed in the end. Yeah, she figured it out. She got on the cannonball train.
Mm-hmm.
Cannonball. I tried to explain to her in a drunken mess that it's from. I was like, it's this great part.
In Caddyshack. Where they drink two different things. Yeah. Where it isn't just drinking what you have.
No, it's just cannonball.
Man, what a lovely weekend RTX was.
It was.
Sure was.
You look like Steven Suptic right now. I want you to know that.
Or Barrett.
You look like you're a little Cap in disguise.
More of a wanderer.
When he has the jacket on and the hat. Sure, yeah, yeah. Like.
Don't want to go too much into airplane or airport stories because those are never fun. But a quick one I do have is we had all types of issues because of Portillo the dog.
Okay, first off, I don't know what you're talking about.
Trying to get on.
Porty had no problem with you.
Get in because we couldn't check in because we were on the same
reservation.
This
is going or coming?
Both. But Greg, it was Greg, Jen, me, Gia that were on the same reservation. It was coming back that it was a real issue. So I go in, we try to figure it out, and I immediately like tried checking in, and it was like, you need to go see people for assistance. I'm like, well, this is great. So I go over, wait, start talking to the person, and I'm just like, hey, I already know what the issue is. We just need to sign in. Somebody on our
flight has a dog. Reservation has
it's
a dog.
It's not us, so can we just figure this out? And they're like, cool, it says you have a dog. I'm like, I don't have a dog. Someone else on my thing does. It's Greg Miller.
They're like, let me give you a cavity search. I'm looking for this dog.
And they're just like, are you sure the dog isn't yours? I'm like, the dog is not mine. The dog is with Greg Miller. And she's like, did he check in yet? I'm like, I don't know. I am here.
Yeah.
With Gia. Can we check in?
Yeah.
She goes, cool. You said Gregory Miller. I'm like, yes. She's like, I don't have a Gregory Miller here. Gregory James.
Terrorism.
And I was like, yes, it is Gregory James. Gregory James Miller. She goes, okay, cool. The dog is under your name. I'm like, no, it's not. The dog is under Gregory James Miller. And they're like, cool. There's a Gregory James Geddes. I'm like, there is a Gregory James Geddes on this flight with us.
Different person.
It is not him. They are different people. He is my brother. The Gregory James are both of their first and middle names. I see how this could be confusing, but I am telling you, the dog is under Gregory James Miller.
Like, either way.
There is no Gregory James Miller. I'm like, okay, well. There is.
You're like, how did you know it then?
I know. Just like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Eventually, they just like, we're like, oh, we're just gonna bring your shit and let us go. I'm like, cool, thank you.
What I did was walk up to the Premier Land because I'm Premier now, and United. I walked right up there. I said, hey, here's my dog. I'm Greg. This is my wife Jen. We're on separate reservations. Opened the app, saw that when I put Porty on there, and then also missed my flight. It broke me into a separate reservation where you and G were on one. I had mine, didn't have Jen's. Showed her mine. She's like, okay, cool, no problem. We see the dog. Jen showed her hers. Here's the thing. They said, you know what? Come on right through here. And they took us through a back way. We didn't have to check in with anybody. It was great. Got right through.
There you go.
You should be silver. You should probably fly more. You know what I mean? Because it's great.
I'm not a fan of the we all are on one reservation check-in because it has not worked out that well so far. I get a text from my wife the day before we're supposed to leave. Hey, I got the link from United to check in. It opened up the app. And the only tickets I see are like Greg's and Joey's. And so I was like, no problem. I'll open up my side because I'm sure it'll work better here. And I open mine and I see mine and Joey's. And I'm like, oh, fucking A. Why does this? And then once you check in, you see everyone's ticket. And I went to United and I pulled up one of the 50 tickets that we had. I thought it was mine. Right. It went away. I opened the app up again. Pull up the same ticket. Boop. Buzz in. I'm in like seat 32C. My wife goes to buzz in, and it honks at her. It's like, ah. And the woman's like, oh, let me see your ticket real quick. Looks at it. She's like, just go ahead. And then I realized that what we had done was I had accidentally opened up my wife's ticket and checked in as her, right? And then she tried to check in again, and the woman at the counter was so blasé about it. She was like, who cares?
Checks out.
Just go. Yeah. Just go. So I would have not.
Again, I had a similar situation.
And then
flying
I was behind Danielle and tried to check in as Danielle, or behind you, whatever. There's like four people that tried to check in as Danielle on this flight.
The ticket just kept coming up. That's my wife. It was fucking weird. The app needs a little bit of work, United, is all I'm saying.
I had a very similar situation where when I took the flight that I had to rebook because I missed my original flight because of alarms, not because of me. I got up there and they buzzed me and they're like, oh, here you go. You've been upgraded to first class. And then Jen hadn't been upgraded to first class. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry about this. Like, we're so sorry, sir. We thank you for being a Premier member. You have to go talk to this person to get back to your old seat. I did it. Still had a lot of great legroom. It was fantastic.
You turned down the first class to sit with Jen?
Yeah.
Not a chance in fuck.
Have you met my wife? She barely understands English.
I'm going to tell you
this. She keeps going to me going, home, me go. And I'm like, no, you don't understand the language.
Yeah.
Canada.
No. You don't understand the language, babe. Don't listen to everybody. Here's a baguette.
Help.
Here's a baguette.
Captive. Captive. Slave. Captive.
Too far, Nate. Too far.
Prisoner in America.
Stop committing to it.
Prison boss.
I'm the boss.
Warden. No, I'll tell you how that situation would have shut down in the Scarpino household.
She would have taken it and been gone.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
No, she would have taken it and been gone.
If Nick got bumped up to any first class flight and it was, hey, you can fly first class or sit back in economy with your wife, man, my wife would be enjoying that first class flight. Tell you that. And somehow it would have fucked me to the point where I still would have had the middle seat in economy, but she'd be up first class. 4-hour flight, she would have loved it. But honestly, to be fair, I would have given it to her because she's taller than me. I don't need the first class living room.
Gia can curl up and fall asleep any seat, no difference to her. She's going to knock the fuck out. If she's in first class, she'd knock the fuck out and not enjoy it. I'm going to be awake the entire damn time, needing my leg room.
Yeah.
First class would be great.
It'd be great.
For sure, yeah. That was the thing of, again, the flight out there, economy plus, it was fantastic. Good job, United. Flight back, we sat down in the old economy seats, 30, way back in row 30.
Yeah.
And Jen immediately was like, these are smaller seats.
Horrible.
And I was like, what the fuck do you know? You're not drastically overweight and over tall. You don't know what this is like. You don't know what this life is like.
Over tall.
What do you call it?
Just
this
tall.
Is a curse.
I call it
I don't like
tall.
Being able to see the dust up there that Kevin has no idea if fucking exists.
You're a monster. Kevin doesn't know. We don't know. I'll say this one time.
That's the saddest Kevin laugh I've ever heard.
I had a flight where on the way there, I don't think it was that I sat in a better section. I just think that plane model had more leg room.
Sure. And that's a big fear too.
I distinctly remember thinking, it's too far away. The seat in front of me is too far away. I don't know what to do with all the space. Because I start getting anxiety. Okay, and here's why. I start getting anxiety that they're going to make me take my bag from the overhead and put it in my fucking, in the little area where my feet go. I don't like that. Like, sure, you got so much room there. Put the bag in the thing. I'm like, no, that's my bag. It's my carry-on.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Hate it.
No, you don't want that. Nobody
don't
wants
want
that.
It. I will say we're climbing the ranks, though. Right, I'm boarding group 3. Eventually, I'll be boarding group 2. I'm gonna get silver.
There. I wish I could get silver. I'm gonna get gold.
When I get silver, though, can we still be cool and like make fun of Tim?
Sure, that's fine.
You're gonna get gold, you fucking son of a bitch.
I'm gonna get gold.
You're not gonna get gold,
dude. You can already look at it.
Why would you make fun of me?
Because you're not status yet.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna beat you.
We're status bros.
So
status bros. Status bros. No, we're interlocked fingers. Status bros.
Where are you at with your status?
Status bros. Interlocked fingers. They are gold. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I got. Two more flights before I hit silver. Like 2 more international flights.
Yeah. When are you gonna hit it, you tough guy?
Like next month.
Doubt it. You know what I mean? I don't believe it.
I need you to tighten the hat a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little. Yeah. Just this go shot now. Because it's the difference between Steven Septic's like kind of depressed, sexy look versus my dad that just thinks that wearing an Antigua hat is something he needs to do. You know?
Oh, fuck. Why is it like this?
Throw it over here. I'll tighten it.
Hold on. I got it.
No, it's there.
He's got it. He's working it. For audio listeners,
that's real tight.
Tim's wearing a denim LaCroix hat that has this is hashtag
I didn't long put it through the LaCroix. Protector, but it's definitely longer now. Now, you do have that weird tail, but
it's fine. But the front, my view looks better. That's for sure.
As long as you're happy with your view. You know, that's
I'm
what
very happy with my view.
This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Hims. You've heard us talking about Hims and how they're helping guys look their best, and if you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age 35, and once you start to notice thinning hair, it can be too late. That's why there's a solution called 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to Hims and science, baldness can be optional. Hims is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. These aren't snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. Hims was created by a guy who knows some of men's health conversations are easier online than in person. That means no more awkward in-person doctor's visits or long pharmacy lines. 4Hims connects you with real doctors online, which can save you hours completely, confidentially, and discreetly. You answer a few quick questions, a doctor reviews, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. Of course, Nick and Andy use this stuff all the time. They noticed their hair was thinning. They started reaching out. They're getting pills. They're getting gummies. They're fixing their hair just like you can. My listeners can get started with Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last and subject to a doctor's approval. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy somewhere else. Instead, go to 4hims.com/kinda. That's FORHIMS.com/kinda. 4hims.com/kinda. Our next sponsor, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bespoke. When you're constantly on the go, grinding away at the office or hanging out with your friends, there's not much time to think about upgrading your style or your apartment. That's why we all love getting a box of new awesome from Bespoke Post each and every month. These guys are out scouting for quality and unique products to send in each box. Now you can experience it too at boxofawesome.com. To get started, visit boxofawesome.com and answer a few short questions that'll help them get a feel for the boxes that'll best go with your style. Whether you're in search of the perfect drink, a well-kept pad, or jet-setting in style, Bespoke Post improves your life one box at a time. Each box goes for under $50, but has more than $70 worth of unique gear waiting for you inside. The first of each month, you'll receive an email with your box details. You'll have 5 days to change colors and sizes and add extra goods to your box. If you're not feeling that month's box, simply skip it. From barrel aging kits to limited edition cigars, weekender bags, to classy DOP kits, which Greg Miller is not classy enough to understand, Bespoke Post offers essential goods for and guidance for the modern man. Tim's been using this at home. He keeps coming in saying, hey, look how cool I look. And I'm like, you look way too cool for me to understand. He's like, that's Bespoke Post. To receive 20% off your subscription. It's true, Kevin. Am I wrong?
No, I'm just saying again. That's
what? Bespoke Post. It's an interesting combination of words. To receive 20% off your first subscription box, go to boxofawesome.com and enter the code KINDA at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code KINDA for 20% off your first box of Bespoke Post. Theme boxes for guys that give a damn.
The word that you did not recognize, the bag, those are toiletry bags.
That's what, DOPS kicks? Yeah. DOP kits?
Yeah.
Okay. Bespoke Post. Box of awesome. Enjoy. You want to get a happier view?
Yeah.
It's time to pick new Greg Miller glasses.
Ooh.
And of course, are we doing Warby Parker box here. We are not sponsored like that Tim. Tim tried to get new glasses and then did not get new glasses and then got an eye infection 2 weeks in a row.
No, wait. Let me ask you this question. You don't want to use the same frames as before or you want new frames?
These are new frames.
Do you want new glasses?
It's time for new glasses for Greg Miller.
No, sorry.
I don't wear glasses. I don't understand why you can't just take the lenses out of this one and get new lenses.
Oh, that's no, it's not question. Lenses. My eyesight is terrible, but fine. It's just these are all like flip floppy and like the lenses are all scratched up. It's time to switch it up.
No, because my wife goes like this sometimes because she gets prohibitively expensive glasses. The kind that you're like, why would anyone need to spend that much money on a frame? But and every year she needs new glasses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do we need another pair of those? And she goes, I don't need them. I just look cuter in these. So I'm wondering, are you just going to look cuter in these?
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, these are, honestly, Warby Parker, and again, we're not sponsored, going to be cheaper than what I have. I have Gucci glasses here, right?
Yeah, no,
these are
Gucci.
You understand?
No, my wife
the first time Cool Greg ever met me, he went, oh, Gucci. And I was like, fuck Gucci, yeah, Gucci. And then he carried me around on his shoulders for a while.
That's true. And you guys have been stealing over and over and over.
All right, here's the first one. These are going to be Sugar Maple Fade. Joey? Mm-hmm. You're going to need to describe verbally what these look like.
Ooh,
sirens are
this.
On our end for the audio listeners.
I'm real good at this.
Kevin, can I get a one?
So these look like they're black,
stupid.
Maybe.
They look dumb.
They're a little bit rounder and bigger than Greg's current glasses.
Like
with a thinner frame.
No. Too small.
You look like a wizard
too small.
For your face.
Yeah. Now, here's my problem with Warby Parker is that when you got Warby Parkers back in the day, mm-hmm. they all seemed very small.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen was like, no, I assure you they won't be that small. And I was like, that's what I told you on our first day.
My head's too big for Warby Parker glasses. Doesn't work.
I told when my wife gets glasses, she gets the ones that are like Janine from Ghostbusters. And
hot.
I call her Janine from Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And then I try to have sex with her and she says no.
Now here's what's going to happen, everybody. We're putting on the Whiskey Tortoise.
So these are like the tortoiseshell pattern. These are a little bit more square and look over here.
I feel like it's
there's still a thinner frame. They look pretty much just like Greg Miller glasses.
Yeah, these look like
Greg Miller not looking to reinvent the image.
No, from the side, they don't.
Because they have the little speckle in the tortoiseshell coloring.
This tortoiseshell. It's not coming off on the cam, but like we're getting a lot of fun over here.
Yeah, these are a solid first place right now.
Solid first place.
Yeah. Solid first place.
I would agree.
Don't listen to Kevin. Kevin's just grumbling over there. I don't like
Kevin
anything.
Would tell
Kevin
you
just wants
cool,
me to get LASIK and get a chip in me. I understand.
Or the clear ones.
Let's put a chip in me.
I don't know that he can pull it off, Joey.
What, a chip?
We can no, get the
a chip
clear frame.
Easy.
The
we just make it
no,
like
I can't
last
pull
time.
Clip. Clear.
The Corey Barlog.
That's the problem. Yeah, the Corey Barlog, the Anthony Carboni. I even tried on at dinner at RTX, Nolan North's clear frames in the front, party on the sides, and it didn't work for me. Now we're looking at Benson Greystone.
Oh,
these
are
like a tortoiseshell, but more of like an army green tortoiseshell.
I like the color of these better, but the other ones fit you. The fit of the other ones better. They're wider, and I like that. But the color is cool.
I like the other ones better, just overall.
Yeah.
Okay. This is number two.
Let me see these. I want to try these on.
Sure.
These seem stuck in the middle, color-wise. They're not committing.
With you. God, Nick looks so good. You know what I mean? For real.
I mean, I agree most of the time. I did not agree with what I just looked over at.
If you ever saw Dana Carvey's Master of Disguise, Nick looks like he could pull off any look.
Turtle.
All right, here we go. Wearing glasses. See, you guys are missing out. You have all these bad eyes, but you get to wear glasses. It's so cool.
Really
cool.
So we're missing out?
Well, because you're always like, I don't want to wear glasses. So you wear LASIK, and then you leave your contact in for 4 days, and then your eyeball gets up and leaves.
Your eyes suck, and we hate you. All right, so first off, to be clear, currently in the lead is Gilbert Whiskey Tortoise. Because up next I have Haskell Whiskey Tortoise.
These are two-round.
Two-round?
Yeah, two-round.
Two Harry Potter.
Two Harry Potter.
Two Harry Potter.
Little Elton John.
Yeah, very despicable me.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. I didn't see Rocket Man yet. That's one of his songs, right?
I don't know.
I hate you.
He's got
one of the Beatles?
They're automatically voted down.
Oh, man. Don't take Kevin's bit. I already have one of you to deal with on that.
I took a bit. Baby, I'm
just going to start wearing these glasses. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, if I got to send back something for Warby Parker.
Nick, pop out the lenses.
Final one from this box. Fletcher.
These look
black
dope.
Matte. These look Eclipse. Dope.
They have a little white in them. Little white. They look like a little bit of an Andes Mint.
They do look like Andes Mint.
Oh, yeah. So they're like black square frames, but the edges are white.
Thank you, Joey. You're doing a great job describing
these. Now, here's what I need. Well, they're not just white. They've got a layer of gold in them as
There's
well.
There's a gradient.
Ooh.
There's a gradient. So I want to see those and number two back to back. Can we A-B test those, please?
We sure can.
And also, I want to try those on afterwards.
I like these a lot.
I really like
But these are too...
They're too cool.
Too cool for
school.
School. Most of your outfits. These are outfit prohibitive.
You got like when
you need to make sure that you're wearing
for the record, fancy glasses. Similar to my silver frames, mm-hmm. I never wear except for prom that one time, and then I blew out my eyes wearing them the other time.
But like I feel like this with like your dress shirt look would work really well. But these
Kevin,
don't
give me
work.
My one.
Does it require you to flex?
Well, he said it's about my prohibitive outfits. This is a standard Greg Miller outfit.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
It's
fine.
Very close. You could rock them.
I think you could rock these.
Yeah.
Nah, this is like wearing dress shoes.
But he already has his other ones for the daily, and then he gets these to be fancy.
Here's the deal.
That's okay.
You could rock these, 100%. It's just maybe if you wanted to rock those, we'll just maybe the shirt. The jeans and
God,
the shoes.
You're such
have
a sexy
go.
Dad. You know
Let's
what I mean?
Out.
Like you're totally like the professor with your elbow patches of like, man, if you want to make this into an A,
like, but oblivious. Let me into like, that A. Like where we've been, like, I've been divorced Jeez. My wife for a couple years. My friend, but my kids are like, that Starbucks employee was flirting with you, and I'm like, was she? Was she flirting with me?
Totally.
I'm oblivious, and I just care about my kids.
What Women Want, season two.
I watched that.
So we're back to these. These are our number twos that we liked.
Those look great.
Gia's friend fucked a professor, and now they're married.
that's a real story.
Okay, cool. How old is the professor? How old is the kid?
There was a 10-year difference.
You know what, Tim?
We heard a lot of stories. Is it a TA or is it a professor?
We heard a lot of stories at RTX about people, about their families.
I want to hear them
about marriage.
Here, put these glasses on.
Story time.
It's going in, man.
No.
He's got glasses on, Kev. I wish I could stop him.
We all have glasses.
I said no.
Just change the names. If you wouldn't have said Kevin, I'd have no idea what we're talking about. You could have said Phil DeFranco.
Here's
so,
the deal.
I have a story to tell.
Kevin, I'm begging you, please. I don't know if you know this. I haven't wanted to bring this up, but the sponsors have been hitting us up. They're going to have to cancel the show soon if we don't get
they
a good,
us.
Sexy story
they
about
said
a
we're
throbbing
not provocative
cock.
Or not.
I don't want to tell any of these stories, and I'd like to add that I'm not related to any of these people.
Then why do you care? Change all the fucking names.
Because
you
my
Rim becomes Tom. Tim becomes Tom.
Honestly, names.
Everyone's named Tom.
We don't know these people. The names don't matter. It's what it is that matters. And
Tim, those glasses look really good on you.
Tell me the fucking story, Kevin. Please. I'm begging you.
All right. Some family friends got married. It turns out they're cousins. Okay? Are you happy?
Tell I need more
tell
than
him,
that.
Tell him what the groom said when he thanked everyone.
Tim, here we go. I'm turning off your embargo. Go.
I mean, let me put it this way. Kevin goes to this wedding. And
have your embargo.
It's him and his brother. And the husband of the wedding is giving a toast. And he's thanking his uncle for putting on the wedding.
Please don't tell me this is when they find out.
And his uncle was... Also, his father-in-law.
So he said, "I'd like to thank my uncle for putting on this great wedding. Well, I guess also My father-in-law now.
And
he legitimately
Kevin's
said
little
that.
Brother looks at Kevin shocked and confused. And they all put this together at this moment, realizing that they're at a wedding of cousins.
Yeah. Now, the best part about the story.
To be clear, I'm not related to.
Right.
Yeah, so
they
fine.
Are family friends.
But here's where this
because
gets
if you
fun.
Hear Paula's version,
yep.
These are my cousins.
Mm-hmm. Paula.
And no one bats an eye.
So
the Coelho family tree looks like a bunch of rose bunches.
Paula's telling we're all having one final cocktail on the patio at the Fairmont. And Paula's listening to Kevin tell the story, laughing her ass off. Because Kevin's like, that's it. That's the only people I know that are like this. Paula goes, no, it's not. Tell about the other people. Kevin proceeds to tell three more stories of family friends that have married their first cousins. And when Paula first heard this, she was like,
hold on a second. Hold on a
second. Is this like a Peruvian tradition?
Is this like a Peruvian
thing? Keep the bloodline pure.
It's not.
Like the Lannisters?
And
Paula was very much kidding, but she was just having fun with Kevin. It's very, very seldom that Paula can get one over on old Kev Doc, you know? Usually he's the one doing the torturing.
For sure.
Usually she's the one that we all go, we should save her. Like, should we save her now? Is this like
Somebody's got to.
Is it a thing?
We've been waiting.
Or has she dug her own grave?
So they knew they were cousins when they got married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there was, you know. Why do you keep pulling my phone out?
I want to see what I look like.
All right.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, we've been talking a lot about cousin fucking recently.
Those look great.
Is there anything better?
The victimless crime.
Let me try those glasses on, Jim.
Are you actually
going
to make your stand?
I'm not going where you think I'm going. But where I am going is that it is probably going to, like, people are going to find out more than ever that they are fucking their cousins. Because of things like 23andMe all that. Then there's the other side that people are probably fucking their cousins more than ever because of these sperm donor situations. So there was a contestant.
People are probably fucking their cousins more than ever.
There was a,
at least someone you're related
a,
to.
There was a contestant on The Bachelor recently that one of his little like claim to fame is that he is the biological father of over 100 kids.
Cool.
Because of sperm donations, right? Yeah. So those kids are all out there.
It's a lot of child support.
You don't fucking know. Next thing you know, you're fucking your cousin.
Dude, real talk though.
I don't know if that's how it works.
No, but think about it.
Statistically, that many cousins are going to sperm clinics.
Yep.
But no. The thing is though, like one person has 100. That means that if a cousin of that person,
sure.
There's 100 people out there.
But isn't it once we get out of second cousins, we're kind of fine? It's clear. You're in the free and clear.
Like two removed,
DNA is muddled enough.
Look, it's wrong no matter how many second cousins there are.
Wrong, illegal.
Kevin, for the record, you went there and gave them a gift, so don't tell me about what's wrong. It's like showing up on fucking, hold on, who's a bad guy? Hitler's at Hitler's wedding and giving him a gift and then being like, you know what? Hitler kind of sucks. Like, too bad you gave him a toaster. You saw these people trying to make a mutant, and you're like, here you go. Here's a fucking Eggs Benedict machine.
Poor kid's definitely not getting into Harvard.
But he's having dope egg muffins.
Real talk, though. Like, I have a buddy of mine who did the 23andMe thing and found out that he had a half-sister.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
My aunt just came to visit recently, and turns out that... So my dad had an older sister... A younger brother and a younger sister. Turns out in between, there's a whole other fucking person.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Grandpa totally cheated on my grandma with someone else. We don't fucking know. But they found that out. And then my aunt found the other sister that they have.
Fucking nuts, right?
And my whole side of the family doesn't give a shit because like they're all dead. So it's like the older people are dead. So it doesn't really affect them at all. But the the other person horrified by this.
Oh yeah. but you would be right. Like
yeah.
It's such a weird thing that you think, oh, I'm gonna do this total innocuous test just to see what my genetic makeup is, and then it says there's like you get. I guess there's a setting you can turn on that says, does anyone share a specific amount of DNA with me or something? Yeah. And it just pops up. And you're like, oh shit, I have relatives out there that are my bloodline.
I have a half aunt. And imagine if,
and then
imagine she had a daughter.
You go, wait.
Imagine that daughter was named Gia. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You go, you have to ask yourself, is she Peruvian? Am I Peruvian?
Is it okay?
Are we cousins?
Apparently, that's okay culturally.
If we were in Peru, okay, it'd be fine. It'd be okay. If my last name was Quello.
Again,
okay.
Kevin, you went there and celebrated. Are you going to sit there with a straight face and tell me you and Spencer didn't put them on chairs and do this thing?
Yeah,
that's you're going to tell me with a straight face you didn't fucking do
this? Yeah, very Jewish thing. Very Jewish thing.
First off, it's a good party thing.
Not exclusively Jewish.
It's a good party thing.
But it is done generally at the Jewish place.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never been carried around. I've never reached that level of fame.
Well, you got to, or wait. You've never been able to lift you. You're a big boy.
Crush some people.
You're a big boy.
Well, thanks for bringing me down a notch.
Okay.
I like these glasses.
Those are the winners. But those are the ones that you like. They're very similar to what you're wearing right now. I like the tortoise
shell. Oh, they all are very similar.
They're good, though, but I feel like the tortoise shell, it adds some fun, some flair, but it can go with your everyday or your class stuff looks.
Yeah, that very worn out shirt you're wearing.
Now, first off, fuck you is a great shirt, and it's not that worn out. This is the second time you made a joke in the week about making fun of my fucking shirts that are worn out. No, it was at RTX when you made fun of the shirt.
Well, no, you made fun of that first one because you were like, hey, I think this shirt shrank a little bit because every time you lifted your arms just a little bit, it showed your belly button. So that was the pride shirt. You gotta stop drying.
I love the pride shirt. Sorry that you hate gays. Them. You hate gay pride. I don't. I'm
I will say the pride shirt.
Great shirt.
Shrinks. I'm having the same issue. Really? I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing it right now. I'm like, oh no, I don't like this.
Maybe it's the material.
But we'll keep wearing it because we love life.
I did hang dry it.
Hey man, people love people.
It's true.
It's true.
Some people like grapes. Okay, so I don't want this to be a deal breaker.
Some people love their cousins.
Peruvians, I hear.
Jesus.
Matt, don't do that. Don't do that.
Again, you're going to tell me you didn't put him on a chair.
Did you not put him on a chair?
Did you put him on a chair, Kevin?
I did not put him on a chair.
But you can totally see Kevin doing that, right?
By himself.
Fucking
like, come on.
Dress shirt,
like, no,
dress
come
shirt
on,
open,
come
bow tie hanging, the wife beater he always wears on. He's like pushing people around in chairs.
He's just
Kevin,
yeah.
For the record, this isn't an insult. This is you as life of the party. Next time I get married, I want you there picking me up
he
on a chair.
He stopped listening to us.
He's definitely listening.
He hates you so much.
No, he loves me. I take him to breakfast.
I like that casual hat you got, Kevin. You get that from RTX?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want this to be a deal breaker.
Oh, God.
And it is in the vein of cousin fucking. But I understand there's a lot of jokes at my expense, jokes at my wife's expense that we love each other too much. We're too much in love.
Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker if these are in fact the same brand and layout as my wife's glasses?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yes.
Fuck, she beat me to it.
Because you guys are going to look.
She does have these. She wears now the clear pink ones and then these also tortoise shell ones.
You gotta go with something crazier. You already have the pair you have that are.
But they're all fucked up. They're all dinged up.
Let me try the ones you're wearing. I want to see what I look like in this. No, not those.
I think you should get the ones that Tim's been wearing.
Get these cool ones, man. Don't listen to Tim. Here's the thing.
Tim's got style.
You start wearing these bad.
What I appreciate is the fact when we put up those Instagram photos of us at RTX at the signing, literally 90% of the comments on it were, why is Tim wearing a bomber jacket in Austin summer?
That was hilarious. But you know what? I talked a lot of shit to Tim about that. I was like, Tim is 100 degrees, and he goes, form over function. And I was like, you're such an idiot. Flash forward. We walk into the main hall. It's so cold. I'm like, yo, Tim, let me get that jacket,
dog.
And Tim literally let me borrow his jacket.
And then Joey was on her panel, the Women of Let's Play.
Yeah.
And we walk in, and Gia was already there. And at some point, Nick went up to give Joey a Trenta iced coffee.
Which
that's
was
the type of guy
clutch
he is.
Clutch move.
And he walks up wearing my jacket. And Gia's like, Nick's wearing a Tim-ass jacket. And later I was like, that literally was my jacket. She's like, why was Nick wearing your jacket? I'm like, he was cold. She goes, yeah, okay.
We're friends.
It was cold. Yeah. Now, I don't know what it was, but like, this is the first RTX I've been to because it wasn't that hot outside, I think. So I think my body temperature wasn't
as hot.
It was so hot.
Not nearly as hot as last year.
It was incredibly hot outside. Not as hot as last year. And we weren't out for as it felt like as long.
Yeah. That was all.
Last year was the one where you walked outside, you started dying.
Last year was oppressive.
Last year was when I ordered a hot toddy and the bartender almost spit in my fucking face.
Two years ago, it was 105 when we were out.
That was hot too. That was really hot too.
Super hot.
So what I'm saying is those years, in those prior years when I was wearing shorts and walking around and I was like, wow, it's too hot out here even for me. And I'm a SoCal boy. Those are when you'd walk into the main hall, you're like, oh, thank God, it's so cold here. But there was that one time where I'm like, it's not that hot out here. And we go into the main stage, and I get a blast of cold air, and man, I get a chill. Mm-hmm. To the point where I'm like, this is embarrassing, but I have to find a coat. I'm an old ass man.
I don't use this phrase lightly. I had PTSD at the Trulux. Because you remember last year was the place where we went there and I was in pants and a t-shirt. And eventually in the middle of dinner, I had to be like, I'm going outside. I'm too cold.
Oh, I did it twice. I did it this year.
I was fine this year.
I walked
probably
out this
all
year.
The booze.
They told me that we could put it up or down. You could have just said something.
And I'll tell you again, Joe. I told you the thing. I think I said it on Instagram and everything else. But bravo. Great job.
Thank you.
I don't know if the listeners understand this. Literally, since the founding of Kinda Funny and the induction of Kevin Coelho as Milk Mommy and employee, Kevin Coelho and Milk Mommy have been saying, please, for the love of God, give us a private room for Christmas dinners. Mm-hmm. And we've never been able to do it because we don't listen to Kevin. But you did it for this RTX dinner. And it was such a hit that Nolan North, Troy Baker are like, we got to come too.
Yeah.
Fareed was like, I'm worthless. I'm coming too. And we're like, come on in, Fareed. You know what I mean? Like, you killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Joe.
We got some logos on the menus.
That's how you know you made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you made it.
They kept handing me business cards.
Did you ask for the same waiter as last year? Because we got the same waiter.
No, same guy. He was great. He was really great.
They just assigned me a waiter.
I'm sold in these glasses, by the way.
I like the ones that Nick's wearing. No, I like the other ones.
For Nick, though. Nick's got a much smaller head.
No, I like the other ones.
I'm a peanut M&M head. He's a regular.
Try the white ones on one more time.
Because
here's what I'm going to tell you. Danielle told me this weird thing about Europeans. And I was like, I don't ever want to be like this. Evidently, there's a new thing going on in Europe where couples are dressing like each other.
That's also a thing in Japan.
In Japan. Maybe that's what it was. Japan. So I'm just going to say, do you want to be as weird as Europeans and Japanese people? Or do you want to be a fucking American?
I just feel like
those look great. You should get those.
Okay.
Yep, these are my favorite.
Yeah. More than the tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
Stay here, Kev. I'm doing this.
The other ones look too samey as your other ones.
So well, I don't. I like what I wear. You know what I mean? Well,
then, but Jen
has those glasses.
Bit,
you're going to look like a nerd that's dating his twin sister.
Hot.
I mean, yeah, I'd watch you two have sex any day of the week and twice on Sundays. But
oh, man. Okay. I got a Patreon tier for that.
Ooh, what's it called? Dinner and a movie?
No, it's no movie.
Okay.
Just, the movie you just watch me eat.
My butt moved. Fallout coffee, I want you.
You're gonna drink my one-third drink coffee?
I'm gonna drink it.
All right, fair enough. I can't stop you. I can't stop you. How'd you like RTX?
I liked it a lot. I liked
How
it
did
a lot.
Your comedy night go?
It went very well. We went
17 comics is what I heard?
We had about 16 comics.
You told me before 17.
It was going to be 17, but Troy and Nolan had to do something else that day. So
anything else? They just washed their clothes?
No, I think they ended up being on the spot. I think they ended up doing on the spot. Instead, I had apparently taken all of the talent from RTX that night, and Rising Air was like, "What the shit, dude?" So yeah, Troy and Nolan ended up doing that. It was really, really fun. A lot of first timers. Gia Harris went up, which was great.
Gia killed it.
She did a great job. Tim went up and proceeded to do some of my material as a dick move,
about time.
Which was
about
super
time
dick.
About this? Yeah, you told me about it.
It was really good.
It was really funny and took me by surprise.
Lay the story on
it as well. So
if you've ever seen Nick do comedy, he only has 4 jokes.
Yeah,
and does them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bird scooter one. And then there's the Uber one.
I should have done the bird scooter one that night, though. I feel like it would have hit home with our.
It would have. There was a lot of bird scooters there. That's so for the first time ever, Nick didn't do his Uber joke in his set. So I was like, oh, damn it. But it still hit home because the joke's been used so often.
So many times.
The bigger thing is, the joke's great.
It's a good joke.
But it's just in the trailer for Waiting for the Punchline.
Yeah.
It's in Waiting for the Punchline. It's in any of your sets that are online for our first time doing it or for
It was my
KFL.
Closer for a solid 2 years.
I think George Lopez used it once.
But I ended my set with, all right, I'll leave you with this. Last week, I pulled over my car to get a coffee, and a girl got in my backseat because she thought I was her Uber. I didn't know who should be more scared in this situation, but she knew not to be scared because she's heard this joke 1,000 times.
Yeah, you're a dickhead.
Which is funny.
You're an asshole.
But then Gia does her
don't
set.
Don't take it so personally. Roast shit. Come on, roast dog.
Gia does her set and nails Nick twice, actually.
Yeah.
But she ends her set with this week I got into a car because I thought it was my Uber. And the driver looked like he wanted to have sex with me. There's no joke here. Just be safe out there.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing, though, when she got you the first time was her opening bit was kind of doing this whole, like, I'm Gia Harris. I'm Tim Gettys' fiance. If you don't know who Tim Gettys is, he's the guy that does the podcast. You know, he does the Let's Plays. He's the guy that sits at the table, talks to the guys with really unqualified opinions. No, he's the tall white guy with the beard.
Yeah.
No, it's not Adam Kovic. No, yeah. No, it's not Bruce Green.
That is so
no, it's not that. Greg Miller. No, it's not Nick Scarpino. I said he was tall.
Wow. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Now, the thing about it is this. When your friends reach out and they go, hey, I've always had a dream to do this, and you're the one person in my life that can facilitate this, and you go, you know, I do have 15 other more qualified people that I could put on this list, but you know what? I'll squeeze you in because I love you. You're a friend of mine. You're the fiance of one of my best friends, and you mean a lot to me. And so I go out of my way to put these people on this list. And what do? Greg Miller? They fuck me. They fuck me right in the face.
What you expect?
They fuck me right in the face.
First off, you've been waiting years to get fucked in the face by Gia Harris. Don't act like
it. She's so hot. She looks like a little. She goes over these little Cheeto outfits like a little snack. You know what I mean? Just give me a Diet Coke and a snack, and I'll put it in my mouth.
Pretty glad.
Really?
She's like, all I care about is, I'm nervous, but at the end of the day, all I care about is getting up here looking like a goddamn snack.
She's wearing that Cheetos thing from your thing. It's a good move. I need to come back to it, Nick. You do need to wear glasses because it's turning me on right now.
You're looking like,
now. I've always been turned on by
the singularity, the point at which we all combine into one human being is getting that much closer.
We
are now that person.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing is, like, do you watch Handmaid's Tale?
No, it's too depressing.
But you remember Billy Madison. And you remember West Wing. Yes. You remember Bradley Whitford from both
those
things.
Shit. I love him. He's
a great
actor.
Dude.
Great
not a piece of shit.
He's always a piece of shit. Bradley Whitford was his shit. In Happy Madison?
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's looking like an older version of you right now in Handmaid's Tale because he's all white, but he wears glasses like this. And it's like, yeah, I can get down with that.
He was in
like
Get Out. Also, great movie.
He was in Get Out. That's a much better reference. That's way easier to nail.
Way more contemporary. Because
he looks literally exactly like that in Handmaid's Tale. So there you go. Wasn't a piece of shit in that. There you go.
No.
Joey.
Yeah. It's time. We're going to do this?
Oh, we're doing the taste test of hibiscus. If you're just joining us somehow,
LaCroix.
Let me tell you, we have the new LaCroix. It's hibiscus. LaCroix sparkling water, pronounced LaCroix, was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment flavor and a sparkle. Blah, 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 blah. Hibiscus will soon be available nationwide, and we're excited to share it with you.
The first new LaCroix flavor since key lime.
How long ago was that?
Many years ago.
Jesus.
It feels like.
Maybe a year, maybe two.
So I'm very excited about this, especially because hibiscus is a type of tea, if I'm correct.
Nope. It's a flower.
But like the hibiscus tea is
there
like
is how, a hibiscus
how
tea.
You
know,
that's
how
a
you,
thing.
That's how you're familiar with the flavor. People don't talk about hibiscus flowers in any other sense.
You know, I've been drinking a lot of cocktails that have hibiscus in it.
Thank and you got like good. I like because it's a subtle thing, which is my favorite type of LaCroix, the more subtle ones.
I mean, so let's LaCroix in general is subtle.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Liking the smell.
LaCroix.
LaCroix drinking.
I'm into it. Page.
I am definitely into it. I wouldn't put it on the subtle page, though. Mm-mm. This has a taste.
It has some, like, cherry undertones.
Ooh. It does. It does. Like it. This tastes more like a flower than I would say the hibiscus tea does.
Mmm.
Yeah. It's very refreshing.
That's
it's
one of the stronger
summer.
LaCroix flavors.
Yeah.
Usually people make fun of LaCroix for being a very weak flavor. This is a stronger one.
Hibiscus. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you, LaCroix.
This is a good cocktail mixer.
We made it. Oh, I can imagine that. I got some bourbon.
I'll pour some bourbon.
Oh, I don't know that that would
you
be.
You got it.
I feel like it's a vodka mixer.
Yeah.
Like you. I like where your head's at. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nick.
Yeah.
You said something interesting a second ago. Yeah. And I want to call you out on
Let's go.
Is Tim one of your best friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys all are.
Come on now.
I mean, as far as like as the time I spend with human beings. And if I'm being 100% honest, I don't have any other friends, so you guys are by default my best friends.
By default, we rise to the top. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I said a long time ago, you guys are less best friends, more family at this point.
Yeah. Sure,
you know what I mean? Where it's like, I love spending time with you, but when I get to be away from you, it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah,
although
yeah,
I do feel, and maybe I'm overstepping my bounds here, but I do feel like if you were to have a second wedding, I would be in the running for best man. I'm not necessarily saying I would be, because the thing is, you got your old people. That
well, you would definitely
be
in the groomsmen party. You both would.
You definitely would not be the best man. Mascarpino would throw a fucking bitch fit. Yeah.
And that's the thing. He would have to. I would not.
Was he best man at yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I didn't really have a best man.
Have you
I had
met
a very small wedding.
Can you imagine him not being? What the shit Nick would have to put up with?
My brother sends me 18 texts to figure out what time dinner is. Can you imagine the shit I would have to put up with if he wasn't my best man? It would be the amount of guilt that I know. Forget about it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but if I had a bigger wedding, you guys would all be in the wedding party.
I thought about this. I was thinking about this recently because I don't think it was the podcast I did a bunch of podcasts that day where you all got to go have fun at RTX, where I kept working. Everybody else went and had fun. They ate food. It was great. But I didn't.
We went to Uncle Julio's. It was fantastic.
Exactly. It sounds like it was a really good time.
A lot of people were like, "Hey, but Greg's panel," and then I was like, "But Uncle Julio's," and Joey goes, "You know what? You're right," and just came
and
with us.
And some of us did both.
Fair. Oh,
most
good job,
of us
Joe.
Did both.
Good job, Joe. Mm-hmm. I said, "Good job, Joe."
I was there.
I appreciate that you, and that's why I like
Kevin.
You.
I was by the support. Way, I ran support.
I want to say
panel.
One of the most endearing things that happened before, and keep your story because it's great. One of the most endearing things that happened is I look over at Kevin, and he's halfway through his meal. And we all get up to leave, and he doesn't proceed to eat the rest of it. And then later that night, he goes, "I was so nervous to go up at the comedy show that I didn't eat half my food." So that's how you know he was telling the truth.
In a real quick timeout, too, because you need to tell the story again here, but I also need it from the epilogue. I'm going to start with the epilogue.
Kevin's cousins.
They're not fucking kidding. They're not my family.
I might have misunderstood. We were all kind of drunk at the industry party, so I was getting information haphazardly. People were yelling at me. Were you telling me that Kevin wore his split shorts on stage for comedy?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, no, that was me just fucking with you.
Thank you.
No.
I was very confused, Joey. I was very, very confused.
No, Kevin rocked like the kind of funny 1.0 shirt, I think.
Now, please then rewind and tell the world about how Kevin split his shorts.
Oh, that was great. So, end of night.
Because, again, our RTX panel's not recorded, so we'll just recycle the content right here.
Exactly.
Snow Mike Mike's very funny. Andy sucks and likes Funhouse.
Don't know the Spartacus
That was
show.
Great. That was a great bit. No, the end of the night won. We're all a little drunk. We all wanted food. It's, of course, 4th of July. And we had gotten out of, we got out of Achievement Hunter Live. And when we went in, no one was in this town. We leave. Everyone's fucking coming back from some pool party that I didn't get invited to. The entire downtown Austin is flooded with people.
Fucking
right?
Fake nerd boy.
We're trying to find, I'm like, Joey and I are going down the Rolodex of restaurants that could be open right now. Frank, closed forever.
Oh, it's gone forever, yeah.
Gordo's.
Gone forever.
It was 4th of July, too.
Okay. Everything's closing early. It's a holiday. I'm like, guys, I'm just going to call it right now. The only place we can go that's going to be open.
Salvation, some would say.
Is going to be IHOP.
That was a very adult call.
And everyone fought me on it, but eventually I was like, we're going to go to IHOP. There's nothing else is open, right? We go to IHOP. IHOP's down a cook. It takes us 2 hours to get out of there, right? They're down a cook.
What a great way to put that.
Okay.
Dude cut his hand off in a deli meat
slicer. I don't know what the fuck happened to this guy, but it took us 2 hours to get to the point where, like, the fun of going to IHOP just had worn off a solid hour into this, and we just want our fucking
You didn't want your shitty fucking frozen then fried mozzarella sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I left it to Kevin to order appetizers. I said, Kevin, all I want is mozzarella sticks. He goes, don't worry, I got you. He ordered 2 sampler platters. I was like, why? Why not just get 400 mozzarella sticks?
There's no reason to put it on me. It was Joey, I think, that ordered it. Why?
Joey? I'm sorry, Kevin?
I don't know.
I apologize. You see what I mean? Joey, you failed me for the last time. Okay? It was first it was the Deadpool 2 movie screening that screened.
Oh, Jesus God.
And now this is strike 2. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing.
If you were going to jail, this would be for life.
You failed me for the last time. Here's strike 2.
We're walking to IHOP. Nick, as we're getting there, is like, I'm going to go get D, then I'm going to come back. I was like, are you really coming back?
My wife came to IHOP.
Are you really coming back? Yes. The whole time I was thinking, Nick is going to use this as an excuse to go back to the hotel and not come out.
And never come back.
There was a possibility.
So I kind of was just banking on the fact that you weren't going to come and then everybody else wanted a sampler
pattern. But don't worry. Nick got all the food he needed because when everyone was done, he ate everyone's pancakes.
I was like, Alyssa, what's going on with that last pancake and that other half-eaten pancake? And she's like, I don't know. So between Kevin and I, the food started filtering downward. And you had some.
And by between Kevin and him, sausage. He means him and Danielle.
We ate me
I
and
had
Danielle.
A sausage off.
It was like the table was this way, and all the food started coming toward me. I was snacky. It was good.
A quick time out, and I want you to get back to the Kevin splitting his pants being an idiot.
Yeah.
Is the fact that this is the problem with people and leftover food? Is I finally had to pull Jen aside. After breakfast day one, where I was like, she blew my mind for the first time ever in our relationship. I, of course, look at the menu. What do I want for breakfast? Eggs Benny. Greg Miller's going to get the Eggs Benny 9 out of 10 times. And she's like, you know what? I'm doing the Eggs Benny too. And I was like, holy fucking shit. Here we fucking go. I've turned her. And then I destroy mine, of course. And I watch her nibble. She gets to the first one, gets to the second one. And there's a little bit less than half left. But I see it sitting there. And it's that thing where it's like, I don't want to be rude and ask yet, because I definitely want that half eggs Benny. But I don't want to be rude and force her, because I know Jen will just give it to me, right? Jen would have given me the first two before she even ate them if I asked for it. So I wait. And finally the waiter comes by and like, are you all done here? And she goes, yes, and hands it to him. I'm like, fuck!
Wait,
so afterwards, I had to be like, listen, no, this waiter, like, I didn't want to be that guy. You know what I mean?
No, I
was already looking cool. I bought Rooster Teeth fans next to his lunch. Breakfast. I can't also be like, you know what? Give me their leftovers too, all right? I'm a trash bag.
I mean, you bought them their breakfast, though, so.
Well, I kind of own them. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You get
Jesus Christ, she was 14.
Prima Brecta or whatever.
Prima Brecta. That's more sense. That makes more sense.
So we leave the IHOP.
I guess technically that would be me taking the first bite off their plate.
That's what you gotta do. Prima Brecta. We leave the IHOP. Satiated, but totally disappointed with this entire IHOP experience. Because you think IHOP,
as usual,
no, because last year's IHOP experience was one Andrew Renee whining that we weren't going to a real restaurant because Joey failed us for the second time and we took us the wrong via 313 and it was closed.
Maybe if you just pull out your phone and look stuff up yourself,
Joey. I'm not the phone guy. You're the phone guy. You understand me? You're the phone guy. Okay,
you are
the phone guy.
Give me another raise.
Last year's Joey, you're not getting a raise. Last year's adventure was the what I like to call the turnaround of Andrew Renee. She walked in and goes,
she sucked up until then.
I don't like IHOP. I'm bougie high class. And then bartender Andrew Renee came out once those pancakes at the table, and we fucked some shit up together. Mm-hmm. And it was a blast. And we were loud. People were coming over because they wanted to be part of our party. We saw that laser guy from the YouTube.
Grimecraft.
No, the guy that.
Bernie Burns, laser dude.
Lannon.
Oh, Liza Bay, mate.
Liza. It's like, hey, what's it's a pancake? I'm like, hey, try one of these.
It's me, my cupcake.
We don't have pancakes in my country because we don't have heat yet.
These are all facts.
We leave IHOP. We're whatever. We're tired. We're just tired at this point. Yeah. Full. Go up the elevator. Okay.
This is this year or last year with Andrew and
this year. This year. Okay. We go to Kevin's floor. I think Kevin's on 19. I'm on 21.
I'm on
right?
9.
Now, Kevin, you know Kevin somehow, you know Kevin sometimes tries to move just a little faster than his body will allow.
It's all the time.
Sometimes.
Just a little bit faster, like this morning when he was just ping-ponging back and forth when you guys were doing every podcast.
What the hell are you talking about?
He gets out.
Why do you need to make
it? Actually, it was before we even go into the elevator. He decides he's going to take his card out of his pocket real fast and throw it to his other hand. Like a magic trick, right? Of course, the other hand can't keep up with the first hand of the brain, and the card goes flying. So Kevin looks at me and goes, ha, and slides over like a fucking umpire, you know, like an umpire in a baseball game, slides over to get the card, and then just goes, oh, no. I just hear, oh, no. And then he does the Kevin Coyle thing, and also, to be fair, the Nick Scarpino thing, the quick look. Did anyone see that? And of course, like daggers in my eyes, I'm like, I fucking saw it, and I know exactly what happened, and I'm already getting my camera out to take a picture because I know Greg's had a bad day. I know Greg's had a bad day. Missed his flight this morning.
Honestly, I had a wonderful day,
and I'm gonna take a picture of this. Now we go to get in the elevator, and Kevin's doing the I put my pants walk. I don't want anyone to see, so he's staying forward to me the entire time. Like I'm trying to flank behind him
you
to get this picture.
It's like the haunted mansion.
And he's like,
shit,
he's doing the
pants.
I put my pants thing. We get in there, we're laughing our ass off because he has split his pants. He has split his shorts from the belt all the way to the like crotch line.
Which I believe
side.
You called neck to nuts on the panel. I was like, that's the best way.
And so he's talking, and we're laughing our asses off. I'm still a little drunk. And then it hits me that there's two other civilians in the elevator as
Normies,
well.
Normies, as we call them.
And I take it up a notch. I'm like, come on, Kevin, show me your ass. Show me the ass. Show me the ass crack. And the doors open to 9, and Kevin leaves the elevator backward, still facing me, so I can't get a shot of his butt.
Yeah.
It was a great night.
Sounds like a great time.
I thought you were recording a video, so at the last second, I turned around and flashed you my ripped ass.
Oh, no, I didn't catch it. I was trying to just take a picture for the Insta. For the gram.
For the gram. You
just like the time that Andy spilled an entire Diet Coke on your crotch, and instead of helping, I just took pictures, close up pictures of your crotch. That was fun.
What an RTX. What
an asshole.
RTX is always fun. You know what I mean?
No, but the comedy night went great. How was your panel with Michael?
I was
crazy.
Wondering where we started. I couldn't even remember. Night, yeah, no, yeah, it doesn't even matter. Oh, the panel with Michael was amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
The panel was entitled Let's Just See What Happens, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So on Twitter.
And shocker, you took your shirt off and Michael took
actually,
your shirt off.
Actually, the audience demanded it and he took his first.
Rubbed
his
your bellies first. Together. Really
we rubbed
slowly.
Our nips together.
At first
you
I
got
thought,
a bad Reddit report.
At first nip, I thought nip. That the it was a picture. But it turns out you guys were it was a video. You guys were just doing it so slowly. The motion was yeah. barely visible.
Yeah, no, the Michael panel was amazing. It was what? MQ Ruby on Twitter. Michael, another Mike, had a long time ago tweeted, man, it'd be awesome to see that Mike, you know, at Michael and at Greg do a panel or whatever. And so I took that and just submitted it to Rooster Teeth. It was like, let's do a panel. And I'm like, all right, cool. And apparently, according to just Scuttlebutt, but according to Scuttlebutt on Twitter, when they put up the line things, we were the fastest cap line. Meaning that next year when we do part two, we're going to have to be in a way bigger theater.
Well, undeniably, and I'm not just saying this, one of the best panels I have ever seen across any convention, period. It was just perfect energy, them going back and forth. There was just so many moments that you can't plan for, which was the entire fucking thing because there was no plan.
Andy, as usual, came in late, so we screamed at him for a lot
but
of
But my favorite thing of the son entire of panel was Snowbike Mike.
Yeah.
Because oh my God, I forgot. I didn't forget, but I didn't.
This is towards the end of the panel. They've been drinking. They probably down an entire
we
six
pack
beers,
yeah.
each.
Well, I saw you guys daring each other. Like at one point, it was just a look, and then who could chug it faster?
There's that great photo. Do you remember funny. The name off the top of the head? It's on my Twitter right now, or Instagram right now. Of me, it's Michael finishing his chug and me throwing my chugged beer. I'll look it up. Anyways,
tell you it what, was fantastic.
I had to take those glasses off. Wearing glasses sucks.
So we get towards the end of the panel, and then they are about to open it to Q&A, but they never actually did a Q&A. Instead,
Connor MacRae Media has a bunch of great photos from this.
Instead, Greg at some point just kind of goes like, let's do some Q&A from the audience. You, sir, do you have a question? And he points.
No. I yelled at MQ Ruby, who was like, I don't have anything. And me and Michael, of course, like it was one of the things we joked about earlier is that people just wanted us to yell at people. So this is our chance to be like, you wanted this band. It's been months. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, fine. I was like, Snowbike Mike, what question do you have?
And Snowbike Mike, like a fucking prairie dog, pops up and he just goes, what's up, guys? We're having a great panel here. Greg and Michael been killing it up there. Blah, blah, like just honestly nailing it like he always does. Yeah. But the, without...
He's like, who do you think would win in a fight?
He's like, what would win in a fight? A bear or a gorilla? And he just sits down. And I have never seen Michael so befuddled. Just looking at this like, what the fuck just happened?
It's, can I interject? It's because the Achievement Hunter guys have never seen real talent.
Snowbike Mike.
I mean, you're not far off because what exactly. Michael's response is then to go on like a minute and a half tirade about like, that's what I'm talking about. I've been to 14 RTXs, every RTX. That's the most eloquent question I've ever heard. And you just called it out of the blue. Are you paying these people to be here? It's the kind of funny best friends. They're the most insane fans I've ever seen. And it was like, yes, that's what we do. That's who we are. That's who you guys are. Like that. I have a personal relationship with each and every one of you that I could be like, oh yeah, and this guy, and this is our panel, but this guy and that guy, like that's his dad. He had me sign an indulgence in Latin that I don't remember. But
sorry, because I want to hear the rest of the story. Before you were on the show though, because you were just taking a break because you did 18 hours podcast coming into this, I made sure to give Rhiannon a ration of shit for leaving our panel 5 minutes into the panel to go to the Retro Replay panel. That, by the way, if you do the math, hadn't started yet.
If you would have supported Greg Miller and come to the Retro Replay panel, I did the exact same thing when
I came out. You bring that fucking beer.
Well, you weren't there for when I came out, I thought.
Well, you go, hey, I'm going to be right here. Bring me the beer, right? And if I'm not here, I'll be up on stage. You were in neither places. You were backstage. And I was like, how long do I have to sit in this goddamn cold room and freeze my ass off? And then Tim went like this. You want to get some Uncle Julio's? And I was like, yeah, that's a better idea.
No, you all made the right decision. I'm just saying I did the exact same thing because that's what we need to do to Rhiannon.
Yeah.
Of where she literally, I came out, I'm like, where's Rhi? And she stood up. I'm like, I turned to Troy and Nolan. Me and Troy and Nolan had this thing planned. I came out, I'm like, not even unbeknownst to them, where's Rhi? She stands up. I'm like, guys, I married her and her husband and she left my panel for years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where's Kate? And she's still, I'm like, I married her and Zach. She didn't even come to my panel.
Just saying, if you do the math, our panel started a solid hour and a half before the Retro Replay panel started. Rhi left 5 minutes into our panel, which means she had plenty of time to shop, take a nap, maybe sit by the pool.
I think she did some cosplay photos.
She probably cosplayed a little bit. I think she went over and met Darshell and Jessica, and they all became friends. Yeah. They became friends. She made friends in the time it took her to not be at our panel.
The long and short of the RTX experience was this. Yeah, I remember during the panel, I divorced Gifted Dim and I divorced Zach, and that was the end of it. They're done. And then I said, who else wants? And a whole bunch of other people stood up. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I divorced all them too.
I know. I think I'm officially
the long and short of RTX is what I've decided. Is the next event I go to with Joey Noelle.
Lock them in chains.
I'm ride or die with Joey Noelle. I just want to see what her life is like. Because she's up to shit. I don't even know what's going on. You know what I mean?
It's a lot.
We're going to play some Pokemon Go.
It sounds like my life. It's a good life, Greg.
Oh, yeah. It's
you just
great.
Lock it. You're just like, whatever just Joey's doing, I go where Joey goes?
Yeah, no, it's great.
We got some solid pool time. Got some breakfast mimosas.
I did get the pool time before I left. That was a lot of fun. I can see why you guys like that.
Yeah, we did that. Did some IHOP. Did a lot of hotel bar drinking.
Yeah, fair.
A lot of that.
That's good. That's good.
Just seeing the people, you know?
You got to get there, press the flesh, as they say.
Man of the people.
Joey Noah.
Obviously cool, Greg.
Oh,
literally out there with the best friends the entire time. But more so than that, Andy Cortez, I want to give a shout out to, who
for coming late to our panel.
Jesus shit,
late to the Michael panel.
Late to all the. Well, of course, it's Andy. But he stayed out until approximately 4 a.m. the night of the party.
Sounds about right.
The industry party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Andy Cortez.
I'm surprised he wasn't b-balling or
that falls asleep at like 10:57 on the dot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
He streams super late, though, doesn't
he? Well, he'll wake up later and then stream. But it's like going out.
It's the heat.
Fuck no. He'll never stay out. He stayed out the entire time. Stayed up past us staying out.
He was in Cool Greg time.
He was with Cool Greg.
Oh, no, that I don't believe. Cool Greg? That I don't believe for
like
a goddamn
3
second. No, impossible.
Yeah. Where are you? Outside of the hotel?
It out?
No,
with
impossible.
Mike
I don't believe it. Cool Greg, get on the shock mic. You're not in trouble, Cool Greg. We're not asking you to narc. What? I can't imagine you and Andy Cortez out in the town in Austin. What were you guys getting up to?
So I was just drunk with a bunch of them, but mainly with King Franchise because it was his birthday.
Sure.
So
Andrew
at about
Francis.
Like 2:30, we look over and we're in front of the Fairmont. We had nowhere else to go. And Annie just walks up and he chops it up with us for about an hour and a half, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I got two pictures of him talking to King Franchise, and it sums up how annoyed and out of it he was, like in a jokingly way, just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He was tired, but he was giving it his all, you know?
Yeah. It's long gone now, but a similar story would be my Instagram on that final night after industry party where I came home. You saw this?
Oh, I saw it, and then Barrett walked into our room.
Where I came home, and I went upstairs and got Porty, and then I crossed into the parking lot to walk Porty, which is like pitch black over there. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking Porty, and then I see one sad boy Barrett sitting on the ground smoking, and I just in the most Nick voice I can go is like, Barrett, who are you calling? And he does this. And like looks around and he just like, there's one group, I don't know, 50 yards away. And so he's like, it must be them. It starts walking towards these strangers. And that's when I busted out my phone and Instagram story the entire thing. I just said, Barrett, who are you calling? Now Barrett's walking down there like an idiot. And sure enough, he just walks over and he's like, and then I was like, you're a fucking idiot, Barrett. And the next morning I woke up to him responding on Instagram stories, a direct message, like, well, the joke's on you because I made some new friends.
Yeah,
and
that's
I was like,
nice.
All right.
Okay, here's one for friendship. I had the opposite night where I think it was probably around 12 o'clock. And I was like, you know, it'd be really great right now. Via 313.
Oh.
So I go over to well, I think there's one that's open late.
Okay.
But I just don't know which one it is because Joey
I know
screwed
which
up
one's
last
open
year.
Late.
Rainy?
And didn't
it's
do it.
In a club. Inside of a club.
No, okay. No. I would not know. And here's why. Kevin heard me say that. And he goes, are we going to get fucking pizza after this? I was like, you know what, Kevin? We're friends for once. We are going to get pizza. I look over. Chloe and Blessing are there. I was like, hey, you guys are new, young up and comers. Do you guys want to get some pizza with Uncle Nick? And they're like, sure, that's weird. I told everyone we're getting pizza. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, you know what? I'm going home. Went back to the hotel and ordered a hamburger. That was it.
Good smart call.
I ordered a hamburger.
Oh, the hamburger was fucking legit at the Fairmont.
Yeah, it was.
Legit. And they give you a mountain of fries.
After that Michael panel, we first off went way long. So it was like 6:45, 6:50 when we finished. And then comedy night call time was 7:30, which I wasn't part of. So I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, let's go get food. I came home and Jen's like, you need a shower. You've been chugging beers on stage. I'm like, great point. I've had three panels where I've chugged Stone Cold style beers. Showered, got out. I'm like, oh, it's getting close to the thing. And she's like, no, you have to eat. I'm like, that's a great point. I haven't had a meal all day long and I've been on camera since 12:30 in the morning or afternoon, whatever. And so I was like, I want Via 313. It's the one thing I want, I need, I've never had. Or not never, but you know what I mean. Like, I haven't had this trip. So we went to the rainy location, got there. I'm like, it's going to take forever. Walked in the back of the bar and they had the truck, no line. Oh. And I walked over, I'm like, we need, and I was like, I want a pepperoni. And Jen's like, I want a Cadillac. I'm like, that's way too much pizza for us. She's like, no, it's not. And so like, all right, we need a pepperoni Cadillac. He's like, all right, cool. Process the card, hand the card back. She's like, it's going to be an hour. I was like, I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Everybody ate during my panel. I can eat. I'll be there fashionably late for the thing. My main thing, no offense to everybody else, was I don't want to miss Gia. Gia's the brand new entrant from the Kind of Funny fam. I want to see her do comedy. We went and got the table. Of course, it was RTX, so a million different fans were there. They all came over and said, hey. Jeremy Dooley came in. He didn't want to say hey, but I made him say hey to me. But we're there, and then sure enough, Jed texted me. I was like, oh, fuck, Gia just went. And I was like, all right, well, there's no hurry to get there. But then the problem was that a group of fans got their pizza before us, and it was one of those like, wait, fuck, they said hi to us after we ordered. How'd they get fucking four pizzas before we did? And it's that thing of like, my whole thing with RTX was no stress. It's a vacation. Sure. I'm not going to do the normal Greg thing where I get hung up on these little shitty things. Yeah. And like, so we just chilled. Those guys finished eating and we're walking. I grabbed them like, hey, and they're like, oh, bye. And I'm like, yeah. Hey, did you order the pizzas before us or did you order them before we saw you? And like, no, we ordered way after you. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, fucking shit. So sure enough, I walked over there with the number. I'd ask everybody in line, can I get in front of you? Can I get in front of you? They're all like, yeah, sure. And I got up there. I'm like, hey, we're number 20. And they looked around and you saw the panic in their face. And they're like, hold on.
We're out of pizza, sir.
Are you Greg at your email address? I'm like, yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah, sorry. The manager who took the order wrote it down as guy in yellow shirt. And I am in the Kind of Funny games, the Kind of Funny pride shirt. And they were like, you are not in a yellow shirt. And they grabbed two pizzas that were the same pizzas they gave to us. I'm like, are you in the area? Like, they were super appreciative and super nice about it. Like, we can, and I'm like, I'm not in the area. So they were like, okay, what I'm going to do is refund it. And yada, yada. I'm like, oh, you don't even need to. It's like, it wasn't even that late. It was like, they said an hour and we were there like an hour five in, but it was more the fact that these people did it.
Yeah.
We came back, we ate the pizzas, but then it was that thing of like, well, The interesting party starts at 10 and it's 9:30. So I texted Joe. I'm like, is it worth me coming to the thing even? Like, you know?
No, but I mean, honestly, I mean, I it was a great show. I mean, I'm not saying that's rubbing it in. We had a really good time.
Oh, no, I know that.
I am very glad you made the right choice, took your time to just relax for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You've been there. We've all been there. We're going a million miles a minute. And again,
so many different things.
12:30 to 6:30 or 6:45, I was on camera or whatever. Like, obviously, I felt like an ass, but it was also like, I need to eat food.
I mean, the second I saw your panel started at like 5:30, I'm like, whatever Greg needs to do, it's fine.
And next year, I want to do it again. I want to come back. I want to do comedy again. Yeah,
sure. So we went to get via 313. First night, it was me.
And can we just say how good it is?
I have never had it.
I didn't end up still.
Praise God, Square Pie Guys is here now on SF. Also, shout out to Square Pie Guys and that pizza slice thing who went and watched last week's Kinda Funny podcast when apparently all of you best friends flooded into that Instagram. What, and
did
like,
they go with your?
Who the fuck are these people? No, they picked somebody else. It was shit. I'll look it up, but it was they picked somebody else. Okay, they didn't pick Jen though. So
Alfredo,
I was right.
Jackie, me, and Andy. Night one, and Gia. End up trying to get into getting some oh no, Gio's there. Doesn't matter. Trying to get some via 313. We look in, the only one open is on this random ass place. We're like, fuck it, we'll try. We take the Uber there, and then we realize like everywhere around us is a fucking like club. And I was like, ah, great. And we're trying to find it, and I get the feeling eventually because we can't find the address.
Was it on Rainy Street or no?
No.
Okay.
I was just like, all right, I have a feeling that it's going to be inside this club. So I asked the bouncer, I'm like, is the Via 313 in here? And he's like, it is. I'm like, great.
That sucks.
Hot as fuck because it's an outside club.
No, thank you.
We go in. And we get in line, wait for about 10 minutes in this line, which is fine. I was like, whatever. Hey, we're about to get this fucking pizza. We get there. The guy says, it's going to be 50 minutes. And we're like,
do they have to cook the pizza? Like, they have to make the
pizza? It's just that they're so popular. Yeah. It's similar to, like, again, Square Pie Guys, which I'm not even trying to give, like, credit to right now. But, like, I think it's just the ovens are so small for what they do that they can only do so many at a time. By the way, the winning thing from last week actually was be there, be square.
That's pretty good.
Now, to be clear again, this is the slogan on Slice of SF. I don't think it's the official slogan of Square Pie Guys.
That's really good. That's a good one. You guys.
But yeah,
right
so
one.
Then after that, we're just like, fuck it, we're on the Pluckers. And we did. It was fucking
excellent. That was the thing.
Spicy lemon pepper chicken wings, man.
I know. You guys made the right choice.
I wanted V13 and I wanted Pluckers, and I only got one of them on the
screen. So good. But I wanted that pizza, man.
And that was the thing the next morning where I ran into Andy, and he's like, yeah, we went to Pluckers. It was amazing. I got fucked up. And I was like, holy shit, you were like wasted? He's like, no, I ate too many chicken wings. To the point that I was like, I ate the last pickle slice, and he's like, I shouldn't have done that. And
he talked about somebody else
came home. I guess he ran into people in the lobby and couldn't like walk straight because he had eaten too much. And I was like, that's my man.
That's
my little boy right there. God bless. That's the Hispanic heartthrob.
I don't think Andy likes me.
I don't think Andy likes any of us, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for a while, I thought it was his gimmick, but then it's like, no, you just do not like us.
Yeah, I think he actually would prefer to work for Funhouse.
100%. That is not even a joke anymore, but he's stuck here, so fuck him.
Fuck him.
Stalker.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. If you like that, go to patreon.com/Kindy. Of course, you can get... I'm leaving off a lot of last syllables, I've noticed. But again, you'll say it's because I'm drunk. I actually think I'm more sober now that I've been drinking the LaCroix and water.
Hibiscus.
But I digress. You go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get the pre and post shows there. You can get it ad-free. You can get it early before anybody else, including this live recording. If you don't want to give us any bucks, no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny with a brand new show. We Have Cool Friends is, you can check out that Brian Foster episode right now. Like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. Right now, we got to do the post show for this very show. So if you want to go to Patreon and catch that and see what happens next, great. If you don't, no big deal. But no, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Is Greg more drunk or more sober? Let us know in the comments.
I feel like I'm more sober, but I'll take the constructive criticism.
Now. I think you're tired now.
Ooh, that's a good point, probably. Yeah, I'm probably sobering up at any time. I'm going to have another one of these because they are really good.